الحديث. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين، أما بعد. InshaAllah, just continuing with this Bab al-Raja, the chapter of hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وعن جابر رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم مثل الصلوات الخمس كمثل نهر جار غمر على باب أحدكم يغتسل منه كل يوم خمس مرات رواه مسلم الغمر الكثير. سيدنا جابر رضي الله تعالى عنه روایت فرماتے ہیں رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے ارشاد فرمایا کہ پانچ نمازوں کی مثال، روزانہ کی جو پانچ نمازیں ہوتی ہیں ان کی مثال ایک ایسی نہر کی مثال کی طرح ہے جو کسی شخص کے گھر کے سامنے سے بہ رہی ہو. یغتسل منہ کل یوم خمس مرات، اور وہ اس نہر سے روزانہ پانچ دفعہ غسل فرماتا ہے. So سیدنا جابر رضی اللہ عنہ narrates رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم has stated the example of the five times salah that a person performs is like the example of a stream or a river which flows in front of the door of any one of you. And this person on a daily basis, he bathes five times from this stream, from this river. So this hadith shows that this namaz, these five times namaz that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made fard, they shed and clean a person of their sins. And this we have to remember, there's two types of sins. Gunah ki do qisme hai. You have the major sins and you have the minor sins. Kabira guna or saghira guna. Major sins are such that you have to do tawbah for them. A person has to do tawbah for them. Without tawbah, major sins are not forgiven. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through His mercy can also forgive major sins. But the sunnatullah is that a person has to do tawbah for major sins. And that's why in the Quran Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, إِن تَجْتَنِبُوا كَبَائِرَ مَا تُنْهَوْنَ عَنْهُ نُكَفِّرَ عَنْكُمْ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ. If you stay away from the major sins, agar aap kabira gunahon se parhez kar le, if you stay away from the major sins, then nukaffir ankum sayyiatikum, hum aapke jo chote gunah hai, saghira gunah, wo bhi hum maaf kar denge. Meaning saghira gunahon ke liye Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala forgives minor sins through many avenues, but for major sins a person has to do tawbah. So one of the ways through which all of the minor sins are forgiven is salah, five times salah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, you have a person in front of their home, they have this big river and it's flowing and overfilling with water. A person, every time they come out of their home, they take a bath in that river, they wash themselves. Can there be any dirt left on their body? You know, even if you have a bath once a day, that person is quite clean. If you have a bath five times a day, subhanAllah, that person will be very, very clean. So similar is the case with the five times salah. All of the person's minor sins are forgiven. And so between one salah to another salah, any sins which are committed in between them is forgiven. A person performs Fajr salah. Fajr aur Zuhr ke darmiyan kisi se koi gunah sadir ho gaya. A person does a sin between Fajr and Zuhr. Now when they perform Zuhr salah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive them for those sins that were committed between Fajr and Zuhr salah. وعن ابن عباس رضي الله تعالى عنهما قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول ما من رجل مسلم يموت فيقوم على جنازته أربعون رجلا لا يشركون بالله شيئا إلا شفعهم الله فيه رواه مسلم. سيدنا عبد الله بن عباس رضي الله عنهما روایت فرماتے ہیں کہ میں نے سنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم کو ارشاد فرماتے ہوئے کہ کوئی مسلم آدمی اگر مر جائے، دنیا سے چلا جائے، اور اس کے جنازے پر 40 آدمی اس کے جنازے کی نماز میں شرکت کرے، اور وہ ایسے لوگ ہو جو اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ کے ساتھ کسی کو شریک نہ ٹھہرائے، تو ان کی وجہ سے اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ ان کی سفارش کو قبول کریں گے اور اس کو معاف کر دیں گے. The person, سیدنا عبداللہ بن عباس رضی اللہ عنہ is saying, I heard رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم saying that a Muslim person who passes away and 40 people perform janazah salah behind that person. Then, and those 40 people are such that they do not associate partners with Allah. They don't do shirk. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept their shafa'ah. Allah will accept their sifarish. Because janazah namaz is not a namaz. Ye koi namaz nahi, ye ek dua hai. Janazah salah is not a salah. Because in salah you have ruku and you have sajda and you have all of these different rukan. But in janazah, you don't have them. Matlab janazah ek dua hai. Aur isiliye Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying, 40 people, if they participate in someone's janazah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept those people's duas and Allah ta'ala will forgive them. So 40 people is a very small number. Iska matlab ye hai ki isse zyada ho, so inshallah it's even better. There are so many great buzurgs and pious saints of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When they passed away, history records, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, rahmatullahi alayh, Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, rahmatullahi alayh, 70,000 people, 100,000 people at their janazah salah. So this shows that Allah, they were very close to and beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah ta'ala made so many people attend their janazah. So this is a very... Aur ek cheez hame ye bhi yaad rakhna hai, ki agar insaan ka ye aadat ho, ke jab bhi kisi ke janaze ke bare mein sun le, foran uske janaze mein chala jaye, to inshallah uske maut ke waqt bhi ye umeed rakh sakta hai ke Allah ta'ala logon ko bhejenge mere janaze mein. Lekin baaz log hote hain, they just make excuses, uzr dhoondte hain. I'm too busy, I've got work, got to drop the kids off, got to do this, got to do that, I don't have time to go for janazah. Right? I hear someone's passed away, they never go for janazah salah. They'll only go if it's there, you know, it's very easy. I've seen, mashallah, scholars, that they hear somebody's passed away in London, they'll go. They hear someone's passed away in the other England, they'll go. Unless it's extremely difficult, then they won't. Otherwise, any time they can go, gunjaish ho, agarche dushwari bhi ho, lekin phir bhi chale jate hain. Aur is umeed ke saath ke jab mera ek din hoga ke main bhi duniya se rukhsat karke chala jaunga, Allah ta'ala mere janaze mein bhi inshallah logon ko bhejenge. And this is the reality. Sometimes a person passes away, aam shakhs, jiska ilm ke saath koi lendin nahi tha, ulama ke saath koi lendin nahi tha, jiska jo hai nek logon ke saath koi lendin nahi tha, lekin uske janaze mein itne sare ulama hazrat aur nek log aur bahut sare log achanak aa jate hain, ye Allah taala bhejte hain. So Sayyidina Abu Darda radiyallahu anhu, when he passed away, Sayyidina Abu Dhar Ghifari radiyallahu anhu, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to Sayyidina Abu Dhar Ghifari, O Abu Dhar Ghifari, tum duniya mein akela rahoge aur tumhara maut bhi akela waqi hoga. Kyunki Sayyidina Abu Dhar Ghifari pasand karte the ki logon ki jo hai matlab mel jol mein na rahe, apne alag thalag jo hai zindagi ikhtiyar kare. Sayyidina Abu Dhar Ghifari radiyallahu anhu used to like this, keep himself separate. He didn't like mixing with other people. And whenever he was with other people, he didn't like what they would be doing. He would always have something to say to them. He would find that they had too much love of dunya and too many other things. So he would always, because he didn't hesitate. If he saw something wrong, he would tell it straight away. So people found it very hard to live with him. So everything he would be telling them off and he wouldn't be happy. So then in the end, he ended up living in this small village, him and his wife alone. And then when he passed away, there was nobody there. So his wife, radiallahu ta'ala anha, her husband has passed away now to bathe her husband and bury the husband. She's alone. Obviously, it's going to be very difficult for her. All of a sudden, a group of Sahaba travel by. They're going on a business trip. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud, great Sahaba, they just happen to be traveling by. And they come and they see this woman and she's crying. And they come close and they see it's the wife of Abu Dhar Ghifari. They say, what's happened? Why are you upset? She says, my husband has passed away. So nobody here to help with the burial. Nobody here to take part in the janazah salah. So they came and they all buried him and they performed janazah salah over him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent this group of sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in. So this is very important, that a person, whenever we hear somebody has passed away and we hear announcement of janazah, if we can go, we should go. When I say can, I don't mean it's very easy for us. Even if it means ke it's going to be difficult, we should still go. We should still make that effort and go. And mashallah, I've seen our, my respected father-in-law, Shaykh Muhtasib Saif al-Islam, so I do this many a time. Somebody passes away, from Bradford. So he's got to get back to madrasa, 4:30 teaching. But he will come. And he will go Oldham, he will go wherever he has to go, he will go. Even though it's very short time. And he could get stuck in traffic. And so it's tight time. A person can easily make that excuse and say, oh, I can't do it, I've got this, I've got that. But he will still go. And especially if it's family members, especially if it's friends, especially if it's beloved ones, how can you not go to the janazah of someone who is a family member? How can you not go? Family member, it doesn't just have to be your blood. It can be someone who is related to a family member. Aapka rishtedar bhi na ho, lekin aapke rishtedar ka rishtedar. Uska jo agar intiqal ho jaye, hame koshish karna chahiye ki uske janaze mein chale jaye. Ye jo hai, it's a very important part of sila rahmi. It's a very important part of maintaining family ties. You hear somebody has left the world, you go straight away and you attend the janazah salah. I saw when my ustad Mufti Abdul Samad Saab, when his mother passed away, So Sheikh Salim Dorat, Sheikh Salim Dorat lives in Leicester. So he came and he was standing in front of the grave for a long time doing dua. He had his arms like this and he was standing and he was just, you know, reciting Quran, doing tilawa, making dua for a very long time. Everybody had gone and he was just there reciting. And this is the, you know, the right of your fellow Muslim, that their beloved person has gone from the dunya. You show your support at this time, you come and you recite, do tilawat of Quran, you make dua for the person. It's very, very important. وعن ابن مسعود رضي الله تعالى عنه قال كنا مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في قبة نحو من أربعين. And our sisters as well, who might be listening, our sisters need to send the males. Go. Janaza, somebody's left the world, kisi ki rukhsat hogi, dunya se chale gaye, jao, usne ki janaze mein jaake shirkat farmao. Hamari jo maaye behne hain, unko bhi chahiye ki targhib de, apne mardon ko, ki go and take participate. If the person says, oh, there's a janaza, but I'd say, no, don't worry, I'll make your food early, I'll do this for you early, but go. This is where they get all the reward. Wo khud to janaze mein shirkat nahi kar sakte. But if they do this, and they have the habit of sending their sons, sending their husbands, sending their fathers, go and take part in the janaza, because sometimes the person needs a bit of a push. So they get a bit of a push and they go to the janaza, you get all the reward. There's so much great reward that can be attained from taking part in the janaza of a Muslim. وعن ابن مسعود رضي الله تعالى عنه قال كنا مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في قبة نحو من أربعين فقال أترضون أن تكون ربع أهل الجنة قلنا نعم قال أترضون أن تكونوا ثلث أهل الجنة قلنا نعم قال والذي نفس محمد بيده إني لأرجو أن تكونوا نصف أهل الجنة وذلك أن الجنة لا يدخلها إلا نفس مسلمة وما أنتم في أهل الشرك إلا كالشعرة البيضاء في جلد الثور الأسود أو كالشعرة السوداء في جلد الثور الأحمر متفق عليه. سيدنا عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله تعالى عنه, he mentions that we were with Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم in a tent. ہم Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم کے ساتھ ایک سایبان میں ہم تھے, ایک خیمے کے اندر ہم تھے. And we were about 40 in number. ہم 40 افراد تھے. فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, أترضون أن تكونوا ربع أهل الجنة. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said to us, would you be pleased if you were one quarter, you, the ummah of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, were one quarter of the people of Jannah. کیا تم خوش ہو جاؤ گے اگر میں تمہیں یہ بتلاؤں کہ تم لوگ, میری امت جو ہے, جنت کا ایک چوتھائی حصہ تم لوگ ہی ہو جاؤ گے. تم خوش ہو جاؤ گے. قلنا نعم. We said, yes, we'll be very pleased. Ya Rasulullah, such a great Jannah, and one quarter of the people of Jannah from the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we said, yes. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَتَرْضَوْنَ أَن تَكُونُ ثُلُثَ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ. Will you be pleased if I told you that you will be one third of the people of Jannah? کہ تم اس بات سے راضی ہو جاؤ گے اگر میں تمہیں یہ بتلاؤں کہ تم جنت کا ایک تہائی حصہ تم ہی لوگ ہو جاؤ گے. تو تہائی حصہ نا, one third. قلنا نعم. We said yes. قال والذي نفس محمد بيده. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I swear by the being in whose hand is the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Meaning I swear by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِنِّي لَأَرْجُوا أَن تَكُونُوا نِصْفَ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ. میں تو اس بات کا امید رکھتا ہوں کہ تم جنت کا نصف حصہ تم ہی لوگ ہو جاؤ گے. I have hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you people, the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will be half of the inhabitants of Jannah. Subhanallah, such a vast Jannah. All of the ummahs, even if you say 124,000 anbiya, agar isko bhi farz maan le ki hamare humse pehle 124,000 anbiya alayhi salam aaye the, un sab ke jo hai wo apne ummaton ko leke aaye the, lekin itna wasi jannat Allah taala ne paida farmaya, iska aadha hissa sirf Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam ki ummat isme rahaish farmayenge. Ye Allah taala ki is ummat par bahut bada fazl o karam hai, that 124,000 prophets Allah Ta'ala sent, they all came with their ummas and their nations, but Jannah, half of the inhabitants of Jannah will be from this ummah. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, وَذَلِكَ أَنَّ الْجَنَّةَ لَا يَدْخُلُهَا إِلَّا نَفْسٌ مُسْلِمَةٌ. That Jannah can only be entered by a Muslim person. مسلمان کے علاوہ اور کوئی جنت میں داخل نہیں ہو سکتا. وَمَا أَنْتُمْ فِي أَهْلِ الشِّرْكِ. And you people have nothing to do with shirk. إِلَّا كَالشَّعْرَةِ الْبَيْضَاءِ فِي جِلْدِ الثَّوْرِ الْأَسْوَدِ أَوْ كَالشَّعْرَةِ السَّوْدَاءِ فِي جِلْدِ الثَّوْرِ الْأَحْمَرِ. That you people and your connection with shirk is like a black hair on a white ox, or like a white hair on a black ox. Meaning Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, tum log shirk se bahut dur ho, اور اس وجہ سے انشاءاللہ تم لوگ جنت میں چلے جاؤ گے. تو یہ دس باب دس چیپٹر از اباؤٹ ہوپ ان اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ. All these small things. Someone passes away, 40 people are present in their janazah. It's a means of that person's maghfirah. You know, somebody performs 5 times salah with jama'at, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives all of their sins. Someone is from the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is also a means of hope. I am from the best of Nabi's ummah. This is the best of ummah. Allah ta'ala could have put me in the ummah of any of the 124,000 prophets. Adam alayhi salam, Nuh alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose me. دیکھیے یہ جو ارواح ہے ہمارے اندر جو سولز دا سولز آر انسائڈ آف اس اللہ تعالیٰ کریٹڈ آل آف دیم ٹوگیدر. سو اللہ کے اختیار میں تھا کہ کس کو آگے بھیجے کس کو بعد میں بھیجے. اٹس اللہ چوائس. اللہ تعالیٰ اف ہی وانٹڈ ٹو ہی کوڈ ہیو سینڈ مائی سول 2000 years ago. بٹ اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ چوائس واز کہ اس روح کو میں نے محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی امت کے لیے میں نے اختیار کیا ہے. It's Allah's rahmah upon you and I, every single one of us sitting here, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to honor us by placing us in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Iske liye jitna bhi shukr kare insan, shukr matlab ada nahi kar payega. Person cannot be able to express the shukr and gratitude for this amazing blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa nabi Musa al-Ash'ari radiyallahu ta'ala anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, idha kana yawm al-qiyamati dafa Allah ila kulli muslimin yahudiyan aw nasraniyan, فيقول هذا فكاكك من النار. وفي رواية عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال يجيء يوم القيامة ناس من المسلمين بذنوب أمثال الجبال يغفرها الله لهم. رواه مسلم. سيدنا أبو موسى الأشعري رضي الله عنه, he narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم has stated that on the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give to every Muslim a Yahudi or a Nasrani. Allah Ta'ala har musalman ke samne ek Yahudi shakhs ko ya Nasrani shakhs ko pesh karenge. And then Allah Ta'ala will say, hadha fikakuka minan nar. This is the person who has taken your place in Jahannam. Meaning it was possible that you could have gone to Jahannam, but through Allah's rahmah, Allah saved you. And instead this person who followed Nasraniya, Christianity, or who followed Judaism, that person has gone in your place. Matlab ye jo hidayat hai, یہ تمہیں اس طرح نہیں ہے کہ پتہ نہیں مجھے کہاں سے ہدایت مل گیا. اللہ تعالیٰ کا مطلب اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ کا مرضی تھا کہ میں اس شخص کو ہدایت دوں گا ہمارا نام لے کر. اللہ وانٹیڈ ٹو گیو می ہدایہ اینڈ گائیڈنس. اٹ وازن بائی چانس. مائی ڈیڈ واز اے مسلم سو آئی ایم اے مسلم. اسلام ہیز بین ان مائی فیملی فار جنریشن سو آئی ایم اے مسلم. اللہ وانٹیڈ ٹو گیو می ہدایت بائی نیم. That's why on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will say, oh Muhammad, oh Abu Bakr, oh Ismail, oh Musa, you could have been in Jahannam. But instead, I put this person in Jahannam. This Christian person, this Jewish person, this idol worshipper, this kafir, this mushrik, this person has gone to Jahannam in your place. I didn't want to put you in Jahannam, you're going to Jannah. So meaning Allah Ta'ala ne mere liye Jannat muqaddar kiya tha. He had written it for me. It's very important we understand that Islam, جو ہے, Iman, جو ہے, Allah ka bahut ek qeemti tuhfa hai, a very precious gift Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you and I. And then the next narration mentions that on the day of Qiyamah, Musalman mein se baaz log aayenge jin ke guna pahar ke manind honge. Some people will come from the Muslims, they will have sins the size of mountains, and Allah ta'ala will forgive all of their sins. مطلب یہ رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم قیامت کا جو ہے ایک جھلک ہمارے سامنے پیش کر رہے ہیں. کیا ہوگا؟ یو ول سی آن دا ڈے آف ججمنٹ لاٹس آف پیپل کمنگ ہو مسلمز اینڈ دے ول کم ود پہاڑ برابر سنز. اے پرسن ول لک ایٹ دیئر سنز اینڈ سیئنگ اوہو دس بیچارہ ہی از گوئنگ ٹو جہنم. لک ایٹ ہز سنز, ہی از گاٹ اے ماؤنٹین آف سنز. ایک چیز ہوتا ہے نا کہ میں دیکھوں ایک مثلا میں کسی مجھے پتا ہو کہ اس شخص کا بیچارہ قرض ہے ایک مطلب سو مطلب ایک لاکھ قرض ہے یا ایک کروڑ قرض ہے. So you feel کہ یہ بیچارہ پتہ نہیں ہے کس طرح قرض ادا کرے گا. تو قیامت کے دن بعض ایسے لوگ آئیں گے ہمارے سامنے پیش ہوں گے جن کا ہم دیکھیں گے آنکھوں سے کہ دس پرسن ہی ہیز اے ماؤنٹین آف گناہ. سو وی ول فیل کہ پتہ نہیں یہ بیچارہ کس طرح بچے گا جہنم کی آگ سے. پر اللہ تعالیٰ اس کو اس طرح معاف کر دیں گے. اللہ رحمہ, اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ مغفرہ, اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ لو فار دی امہ از ویری ویری گریٹ. سو وی ہیو ٹو ہیو ہوپ ان دس. اللہ تعالیٰ اتنا رحیم کریم ذات ہے, اللہ تعالیٰ مجھے ایمان سے نوازا, حضور صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی امت میں پیدا فرمایا, اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ نے مجھے جنت کے لیے پیدا کیا. سو دنیا کے اندر جو مشکل حالات سے انسان گزرے, کبھی بھی اللہ تعالیٰ پر جو ہے ہر وقت اللہ تعالیٰ پر امید باندھ کے رکھے جے اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ wants the best for me, Allah loves me, Allah سبحانہ و تعالیٰ has created me for Jannah, otherwise Allah wouldn't have given me iman, Allah would have given it to somebody else. Allah سبحانہ و تعالیٰ gives all the correct understanding of this. سبحان اللہ و بحمدہ, سبحانک اللہ و بحمدہ, اشہد ان لا الہ الا انت, استغفرک و اتوب الیک.